Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome back to the Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about gentle art of making enemies. This season 3, episode 14. Pretty crazy episode as we wrap up the winter finale. Yes, this is the one. This is the one that aired on January 30th, 2017. Directed by Seth Boston, pretty cool name, Boston. And this was episode 14 of season 3, so yes, pretty epic finale, if you don't mind me saying. I mean, Gotham went full ass out with guns blazing, people getting cut up, Cobblepot. I mean, come on. Enigma, I mean, come on. Gotham Harbor, come on. Gordon. Oh, jeez. Way too much stuff. Court of Owls. Are you kidding me? Bruce's doppelganger. Very creepy. Jerome. Had it all. Had freaking Joker, Penguin, Riddler. And I'm sure we saw Clayface somewhere. We just don't know who he is. Oh, my gosh. It was so jam-packed. Really loved it. Ratings are still high, 3.46, so we're still in the millions. Yeah, 3 million people, 0.46, watched the episode, and it's just really great to see those numbers still standing and having the fan base still out there. We are live right now for the next 20-some minutes, so please call in at 347-637-3821. Yes, we are live right now, so call in if you want to join us and joining on the talk. So pretty cool feature that we have here that the audience can also join in on the conversation. And with that ado, we have a new caller from area code 239. Who is this?
It's your Matt from Florida. What's up? Oh my God. What the F?
Epic,
this
right?
Episode.
Epic.
Oh my God. I was geeking out. From start to finish, when Bruce came out there and almost killed the Joker, oh my God! I was yelling at my TV, going the Rise of Batman, and then when he goes to Alfred, I will not kill.
Like what's to come, right?
Yes, I mean we've been waiting for that to happen like forever. I mean, gosh, it was so. I mean, when Jerome painted that stuff on him, I mean that was freaky.
Oh yeah,
it was so good. I mean, I loved it.
It was great. Like I said, we had the Riddler, we had the Penguin.
Yeah, oh yeah, that
we
part.
Had, the Joker. We have it all.
Oh,
all
yeah.
We need is Batman.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, we need finally get our Batman.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
Do you think they might show us a glimpse of Batman? How soon do you think? Next season.
I'm hoping, yeah, because he's got to be more like a teenager in season 4. So, yeah.
And you don't
want
it dragged out too long, right? Remember, like,
Smallville,
how many years?
Yeah,
10 years?
They were 10, yeah. So,
are you ready
also,
to wait
man,
10 years to see Batman, Matt?
No, I want Batman
and only
like,
for, like,
right
less
now.
Than 2 minutes?
Yeah, he was Batman already and wanted to kill the Joker. I mean, that scene when he was punching him, that was so sick. I mean... Jeez, and you know Barnes is going to escape. You know, because he wants to kill Jim Gordon
sure.
and kill everybody else. I mean,
it's all for
good.
Justice.
Yeah, and then when Riddler killed Penguin, I go, oh boy, that's going to be the rise of the Penguin. Oh, what the F.
We're definitely going to see the rise of him. It's all unfolding now, and then we're also seeing the rise of Nygma. He is definitely now one of the top kingpins, along with his fellow culprits, Tabitha and Barbara. What a crazy way to kill Nygma, to have them help kill Nygma. It's just crazy how it all unfolded, and also Alfred too. I mean, he was totally backing up his fellow Bruce.
And like when they were back.
All right, cool.
Bruce,
so let me
read
the synopsis, Matt, and then I'll ask you what was your favorite scenes, and you're gonna tell the audience why. All right. All right. During the blackout, GCPD struggles to contain riots committed by both Jerome's followers and random citizens gone corrupt. Jerome kidnaps and brings Bruce to a carnival, planning a theatrical execution in front of his followers. Now, how creepy was that carnival? Would you ever attend a carnival like that, Matt?
No. Heck no. No. It'd be too scary for me.
All the Joker people be
freaking me out, and it'd be too much. Heck, my friend John would even go to that carnival. He likes all those scary movies.
He likes gory stuff like that.
Yeah, he does. But man, I would not go to that. Right. But man, I would not go to that type of carnival. No way. And if Jerome ever tried to put a smile on my face.
Accompanied by Alfred and Bullock, led the GCPD strike force to the carnival. Bruce escapes death and fights Jerome in a house of mirrors, but resists the urge to kill him. Jerome is defeated by Gordon and sent back to Arkham Asylum, and order is restored to the city. Barbara, Tabitha, and Butch threaten Cobblepot into helping them find and kill Nygma. Realizing he truly loves him, Cobblepot refuses. Nygma then reveals it was all a ruse to make him realize he's incapable of love. Despite Cobblepot having proved otherwise, Nygma shoots him and drops him into the Gotham Harbor. Gordon is reunited with his Uncle Frank, secretly a member of the Court of Owls, who has brainwashed Bruce's doppelganger. Dun, dun, dun. So they kind of connected Gordon with the Court of Owls now because of his uncle.
That's how
connected Gordon is to the Court of Owls.
Based on his
uncle being a member, a secret member.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this whole...
That's crazy.
Court of Owls.
How this
yeah,
is all
crazy.
One big circle. I mean, from Bruce, from Gordon,
working
from...
Falcone is even working
all
with
right,
the
Matt,
Court of Owls.
Give us your favorite scenes of the winter finale for Gotham. The next episode is coming on April the 24th, 2017. So we still have quite a ways to do that.
I'd say the carnival scene, and when he comes out of the mirrors and punches the crap out of Jerome, that made me think of Joker. I mean, oh my God, I was geeking out at that scene, especially when it was the rise of Batman. Oh my gosh, that whole parts of the carnival would have to be my favorite scenes. And when it was a huge shock when Riddler killed Penguin, but I don't think Penguin's dead. He's coming back as the real Penguin. That's it. Pretty much mine. I thought it was fantastic, and it was a great winter finale. And I can't wait for it to come back.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Sorry, I had my phone on mute. So let me give you mine. My quick favorite scenes of this finale. One was what you mentioned when the Riddler shot the Penguin. I thought he
was
going to have like a last minute change of mind or something, right?
Yeah.
But nope, that didn't happen.
And I think that's so weird that Penguin loves Ed. I mean, that is so weird. I mean, what's going on with TV these days?
Yeah.
I mean, jeez, I just kind of
And then
so
also, my other favorite scene is the confrontation between Bruce and Jerome in the funhouse with the House of Mirrors. I mean, can you imagine if Bruce would have killed him, there would be no Joker?
Yes. Right, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I really want that.
So,
man,
of course,
show
he
now.
Didn't kill him, and of course, there will be a Joker because now he's at Arkham Asylum. And I love how they keep going back to Arkham as they put away the villains of Gotham. Really great story. I can't wait for them to come back. If they finish like this, it's going to be probably full steam ahead. Next episode is called How the Riddler Got His Name. So do you think we're going to hear a lot more riddles next episode, Matt?
Yeah, I have a feeling, too. We're going to have a whole bunch of more riddles, and we're going to finally see him in that classic Betty Birds as the Riddler, but better than Batman Forever.
Yeah.
Please, don't make it so cheesy like in Batman Forever. Just make it real, and I'm sure.
And you know what?
Yeah,
I hope they learn from their mistakes. I hope they don't do that. But
no.
So far, so good, right, Matt? And
Yeah,
so we're going to take a break between now and April because of the new episode doesn't air till April. So thank you guys so much for downloading the podcast. Matt, do you want to give a good winter finale goodbye?
All right, guys, you have a great new year and a great fall. Gotham is the greatest show ever. And I can't wait for when it comes back on. Seems like these shows go on a long hiatus and then takes forever to come back. But you know, guys, Gotham will be back
soon.
And
it's a long
break,
right?
Yeah. I mean, right now, especially. Jeez. All right, guys, good night and talk to you on the next podcast.
Yeah,
it's already March 1st. Jeez.
Yeah. another month to go. And then it's not even like early April. It's April 27th. It's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. All right. So Supergirl Talk next?
Yeah, Supergirl Talk is coming up next. So if you're a fan of Supergirl, check us out at Supergirl Talk on Twitter. And we'll be posting a link there if you want to listen to our show. Have a good night. All right. Bye.